If you remember, last week we brought you Iran from an autumn flower festival. The mementos of heaven were beautifully arranged and for sale. Amir Mehdi Kazemi will bring you the flower of the festival.
In today's modern world, cities are expanding while nature is shrinking. As urbanization speeds up, the need for friendship with nature becomes more evident every day. In an ocean-like metropolis such as Tehran, the municipality is constantly trying to create a balance between the city and its nature by planting more flowers and expanding more green space. Despite all efforts, still concrete buildings, roads and highways continue to cast a shadow over the nature of Tehran. But there is always a solution to every problem. Every year in the Iranian capital, Tehran, and other large cities across the country, numerous flora and plant exhibitions are held. The aim is to help people maintain their connection with nature. A colorful event in the heart of Iran's capital city. A dazzling display of flowers and plants for city dwellers to enjoy. This is the biggest greenhouse in the Middle East. It is home to several seasonal and international flora events each year. Here, people can enjoy a refreshing atmosphere and even take home a piece of nature. As autumn gradually starts to show its shades of yellow and red across the city, Tehran's Grand Conservatory once again opens its doors to the people to remind them that even fall is a season of blooming. This year, the venue provides a massive area of 25,000 square meters of indoor and 10,000 square meters of outdoor space for the seasonal flora expo.
این نمایشگاه ها را بیشتر در طول سال به صورت فصلی چندین بار باشه چرا که اولا از هم از صنعت گل و گیاه حمایت میشه تنوع گونه های گیاهی در کشور ما بالاست ما دوست داریم که پشت پنجره های خونه های مردم گل ببینیم و به شمدانی حداقل ببینیم
The festival offers endless choices to nature lovers. They can choose between cut flowers, indoor plants, and the art of landscaping.
During the five-day event, people flock in and out this dome-like structure from early morning until 8 p.m. Every day, the venue is visited by thousands of nature enthusiasts who don't want to miss the bargain of viewing and purchasing flowers, plants, shrubs, and gardening equipment that are sold for 30% less than the market price. Some of the products are exclusively offered in the expo.
Children can grow vegetables. When they try to take care of a plant, they will learn how to be responsible for something, and they will learn how to be patient.
Many believe that living with flowers helps you stay younger. Scientists say that flowers and plants are able to understand our feelings and emotions and reflect them back to us by their blooming and growth.
Some of these delicate gifts of nature have so many tales to tell. Some have already lived more than us and will continue living after we are gone. They can be passed on from one generation to the next.
A bonsai is a good idea if you like to keep a tree, but in a smaller scale at home. This one is 121 years old.
During the recent years, bonsais have become very popular in Iran. Kamran Afrashte is the head of Iran's Academy of Bonsai. He has dedicated four decades of his life to miniature gardening.
We used to have gardens. We used to live in gardens. You know, our kids, they don't even know the name of the trees. They don't even can separate the fruit tree from a forest tree. And these are good occasions for the kids, for the young people to come back and know a little bit more about flowers, about trees, about nature.
Amid the hustle and bustle of urbanization, the festival is a successful effort in reviving the old Iranian tradition of gardening and love for flowers. This time I've made a serious decision. I've decided to stay more connected with nature. That's why I bought one of these and I'm taking it home. I'm Amir Mehdi Kazemi. See you next time in Iran.